This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Up early with Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
Just gone 6 o'clock on your Tuesday morning. What's better than one Louis?
Two Louis!
Two Louis!
I have sitting in front of me two Louis, not just Annie Louis. I also have Anna Louis. Oh, God, I'm struggling with Anna and Annie. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in our last week.
Yeah, and I'm so excited to be here. I've wanted to come in since the beginning to steal Annie's job at last.
Yes. We have to steal Annie's job.
Come into work with your family day because it's not long to go and Anna was desperate to see how we make radio in the studio.
You know what we could do if it's family day?
Yeah.
I could try and ring the nursing home and get Mum on the phone. No, because I'd end up crying on air.
You'll get pulled from the airways 3 days
Elder
earlier.
Abuse or something. No. Ma, you're there. Ma. Ma, you're snoring. No, wake up. Ma. Ma.
Oh, unethical. Okay. Today's Tuesday, though, which is our food day. Tuesday, spelled C-H-E-W-S-D-A-Y. And It's our last Tuesday, so we can do whatever we want. And I see you've got something unusual for the chip challenge.
Something very unusual. Ando's chip challenge. Normally, you know, on average, this segment goes for about between 6 to some
half
days,
an 11, hour.
Half an hour, where Annie sniffs and licks. And she only has two different flavoured chips to come up with the correct name of or flavour of those chips. Today, this is Ando's Rapid Chip Challenge.
I like
four
it.
Four bags. Wow. And we're going to go really fast. And you're going to play along too, I hope.
Yes!
You're going to verse me.
Anna, that'd be cool.
This is your first meal of the day as well.
It
How
is.
Weird and disgusting
chips
is it?
At 6 a.m.
Yeah.
I know. Annie often has to run to the toot after she's done. Well, you know when if you put the wrong thing at the start of the day in your tummy, it sometimes
true.
Falls through?
It falls through. This is science with Ando.
It's Tuesday, and you know what that means? It's about chewing or eating or food.
Yes.
Every week.
And joining us for our very last Tuesday show is my very sister,
Your
Anna.
Your very sister?
My very sister. She's very sisterly. My very own sister is what I mean. And we want to chat to you about some of your food habits. What do you like to eat? What are you vibing at the moment?
Oh, well, I am vegetarian and have been for the past
Get
few
out.
Years.
Oh, easily the studio.
Really?
Just kidding.
But I've been really getting around bibimbaps and just putting like gochujang on everything.
Oh, this is the thing I told you about. I gave it a go because of Anna telling me you should try bibimbap. We had a Korean show
and you
because
can get bibibops. They're similar, bibibops
and
bibibaps.
I didn't know that.
You said you agreed with me.
I thought you just made that up.
I can't remember anymore. We need to replay that show. Yeah. Replay the tape on that. But I put too much of that red sauce and I had the worst indigestion for like 2 days. Oh. Ruined a weekend.
Mm. Oh. Nothing could help. A little bit of antacid.
Yeah, I had to go the antacid route after trying to figure out what it could have been. And then I'm like, is it possible that it was just too much hot sauce from 2 days ago? I'm like, I think it is.
So, well, you made the decision to put a
I know, I know. I laughed at myself. I'm like, I did it to myself. Like, have you ever injured yourself with your own food? Or given yourself food poisoning accidentally?
I think if I have too much whipped cream really gets me
because you're lactose
too.
Intolerant
yeah.
Well,
I don't
it
think
makes
I
like
am
no you are
because I can have ice cream and I can have you know cereal with milk
you
but
say
it's
that.
The whipped cream there's something different in the whipped cream.
I completely agree. I can have the richest of creamy cheeses. I love cheese and I'm not a big milk fan. Give me whipped cream and it suddenly my guts goes
what? Yeah
it churns like a washing machine. It does. And the oil, do you feel the oil in whipped cream? I actually get, oh, yuck. Ugh.
I love whipped cream.
But it's so yum, though.
Oh, no, it is yum. But you say that, like, oh, milk and ice cream doesn't affect me. Try hanging out with her all day after you've had
an ice cream.
Yes. Oh. Hey, I mean, there's nothing shameful about it. Humans aren't meant to drink milk after you're a baby.
Said who? Ever.
That's science. Like, we steal milk. Well, you know, you're a dairy farmer here and you're getting sensitive now.
A meat farmer, they're different.
Okay, okay. Yeah. But, it's this whole industry of tearing the calf away from their mums and then we drink their milk when they're meant for babies. And I'm not vegetarian or vegan.
Yeah,
and I can see
that's
that
why
wrong.
I have limited my dairy intake. I always have soy, but when it comes to ice cream.
I kind of am doing better than the ripping of the calf. Just the other day at the farm, a grown calf was leaning. I'm like, where's his head gone? He was still having a little nibble on mum and a little suck of milk because, but that's...
What, when did you say grown calf?
Like a grown cow. A grown cow. Hangs out with his mum and goes, oi, mum, and ducks his head under. And he must do it often. Like,
yes.
Because as soon as a cow stops drinking milk from its mum,
yep.
The milk dries up a bit like
yes.
a human. The more you can breastfeed your kids till they're 15, 20 years
yeah.
old.
Yeah, but there's been every now and then there's a news story that exactly. is like that. Like 14-year-old suckles on mum's breast. Welcome to a current affair.
School parent
Tuesday
offended
night.
Because best friend comes over for milk and cookies and it was
running down the street trying to interview the mum and there's a trail of milk.
There was that whole skit on Little Britain where they would call it bitchy. And
yeah. Oh. That show has not aged well.
Not at all. Not at all.
This is not the turn that we expected to take from Bibimbap.
So, Anna, favourite food of all time? What's your favourite food?
Like veggie tempura.
What?
Deep fried veggies.
Anything.
Deep fried veggies.
Chips,
yeah.
Hot chips.
Chips always good. Yeah.
Who doesn't like a hot chippy?
Nobody in my world.
Yeah, nobody.
You wouldn't get in my world if you don't like
prefer wedges.
Oh, no.
Turn our microphone off.
Oh.
Thanks for coming in. Nice to see you.
Chips or wedges is a fantastic, great Wednesday topic.
It is a great Wednesday for the Murphys. I think they might have done it. We'll find out what the results are, but there is only one answer to that. And
it's hot chips.
Tuesday morning and we're talking food, Annie Louie.
Yeah.
I've got a story for you that I just think is gorgeous. This little boy, well, he's not a little boy, he's a grown man. His name is, I always forget their name, it's Nick Sennhauser. Right.
Yeah.
As a kid growing up, his mother really struggled to get him to eat stuff. He was a fussy eater. He'd always leave his food. Yet they would be on an aeroplane about once every 5 weeks because they had family all around the world. Yeah. Every time they're on a plane, he would eat whatever was dished up. And the mother's like, this is odd. Like, he'll eat anything on a plane. And anyway, Nick grows up and still continues to fly a lot and has a love of flying. And he's decided when he serves himself, cooks himself meals at home, all he cooks is aeroplane food and VMs it or merchandises it. Here's a picture of his Hainese chicken. It's a post from Instagram. His tag is Fly So Plane, FlySoPlane. And he said, for tonight's Sunday dinner, I recreated a meal I had on Singapore Air in 2019 on an economy flight. He reckons that's an economy meal. That's a nice
economy.
That's an economy meal.
I mean, it is being served in nice crockery, which you wouldn't get in the air. So maybe
that's plastic, mate.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not nice crockery.
Oh, but can we go rewind back here? Because you called him a boy because this behaviour is like a child behaviour. But when he was a boy, he would only eat things on planes. One, that is a very expensive experiment for a parent where they go, oh, I've noticed something, but I need to be sure. Let's take him on more plane trips to see if he eats the thing.
He was flying anyway.
All right.
They were flying anyway. And then he kind of got a bit of a followership. So Virgin Atlantic sends him a set of their crockery.
Oh.
And so there he's recreated on Instagram again. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. For today's Express Breakfast, we're pleased to serve you waffles with berries.
Uh-huh.
Thanks to Virgin Atlantic, so kind for sending me the gear. I've never flown you, but I imagine this is what you'd serve.
Do you think that we're just pandering to his inability to live a normal life, though?
Oh, no, it gets better. How's this? British Airways. They did a thing where you could buy in a box what gets served, but you got to kind of prep it yourself. So it's like those meals.
Like HelloFresh or something.
Yeah, exactly like that, but it's from British Airways. It costs £100.
Yeah.
So it's so expensive.
For how many boxes?
For one box, and you've still got to do all the work.
What?
All the work.
That's insane. There was discounting plane food at Melbourne Airport recently. Just go there and get a bag.
It's like the pyjamas.
I had an Uber driver who told me he's been eating airport meals all week because of that.
Yeah, our cousin got some.
Did he too?
What did you do? Just drive? I didn't hear about this. So because all the flights got cancelled,
yes, you could drive up to the airport and just get plane food.
For free?
Not free, really cheap. It would be like $2 for a meal, you know?
Why didn't anyone tell me that?
You live near the airport.
I know. It's one, it's not far from where I live.
Two, I can't feed myself.
Two, there's a dead kangaroo there now because that's what I hit on. I hit a kangaroo on Friday, Anna.
Oh,
ruined my front end. And I would have bought it because we get some food delivered for my mother-in-law because I don't I'm not here. I'm up at the farm, and so I don't do all her meals or many of her meals at all these days. And so we get food delivered. That would have been a really. I could have frozen some of them.
Yeah, you could
added
have.
Added parmesan and some. Oh, they. Do you know the news story? Full stop news story. Anna, you'll learn that I often start three things at once.
Ching, ding.
The spices like salt, pepper, chili, etc., and flavourings on plain food is often a lot stronger than what you'd have on the ground because what happens to your taste buds in the air.
Really?
So you might be going, oh, this is real salty Hainanese chicken or an omelette.
But then because if you're registering it as salty, that's too salty then. Because I would have thought they salted it more, but then you're eating it thinking it's normal?
Correct.
Yeah.
So if you're at 35,000 feet in the air, fine. You don't even know that they've put a bit more sodium in it.
Well, if you're flyer, you'd have all kinds of health issues there. Too much salt.
Sodium. Yeah. What does that do again? Heart arteries?
I don't
want soft arteries. You want them tough.
Does it raise your blood pressure?
Yeah, that's connected
like
with
cholesterol.
Your cholesterol. Yeah, doesn't sound great, but like maybe this guy needs a bit of therapy, you know, so he can eat things that don't look like plain food. But instead, we're all like, yes, give him more things. Like,
well, I've got a friend whose mum has never ate a vegetable. And she's 50 now, and she still refuses to eat vegetables. So how would you raise your own kid? Well, she eats, like her daughter eats vegetables, but she personally just avoids them completely.
Oh, like those TV shows where they make them touch a vegetable and they cry, they have a breakdown because they've never eaten one. No, seriously.
I don't mind. There's some vegetables I really like. Like I love roast pumpkin. And you know the whole at a roast dinner and people go, oh, yum, roast potatoes. I'd swap my spud for my pumpkin or sweet potato. Yeah.
I
love it.
Yeah, I love a sweet potato roasted.
But I'm not in the stratosphere of Mr. Ando and his family where they fight over veggies and salad and they're often cold. Like the feature, the highlight, like there's the meat, it just goes past and then suddenly a bowl of radicchio or like, which is that red bitter lettuce, they go nuts over.
Wow. They're like, I don't know.
What am I missing out on? And try it and go, yuck, that's disgusting.
It reminds me of like looking into like a chicken pen and like they're all specking away at the salad.
Fighting
and scratching each other.
I've just found a picture of the gentleman that can only eat food when he's prepared it on airline crockery. That's what he looks like.
Oh.
He's young.
Oh, yeah.
He would look like that.
What's that supposed to mean? Attitude over there.
Is he part Asian?
He looks of Asian heritage.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Like you both, I understand that you're 83% Chinese.
Yes, I was telling.
Mind blown yesterday. Mind blown. Coming up next, Ando's Rapid Chip Challenge. 4 bags. Both the Louis, Annie and Anna, are going to be in it.
Up early with Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
Oh, you know what it's time for, Louis ladies.
Oh, the best and final time.
I heard a rumour, actually. Can we go here for a sec? So we're about to go into Ando's
Ando's Rando Chip Challenge. That's pretty good.
It's a rapid one as well where we have 4 different flavours to try and we need to get this done before the Murphys actually start at 7 o'clock this morning. But I heard a rumour, thanks to Midsummer and Melbourne Fringe, Lemon Pride is coming to Trades Hall on Thursday night. And guess who's hosting it?
Yes, the Lemon Comedy Pride Edition. It's us two.
Annie and Ando. And I have an idea of maybe we could do a chip challenge with the audience.
Yes. We should do that. So we're going to bring some people.
Like I could sticky tape one chip under every chair. And it's, you know, gross. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and non-binary babes, reach under your chair.
That could be fun. Do you want to do that? It
could yeah.
be that would should you be the door it? Prize.
Would you eat something stuck to your chair all the time? Just whatever gums under there. Just
yuck.
Yuck. A little snacky.
Since the dawn of time, humans have ventured into the unknown, and one challenge stands above them all. Many have tried.
What is that?
I got this one.
What do you reckon it is?
There's definitely vinegar.
That is spicy ramen pork.
It tastes like the dirty bit of a prawn here.
I haven't even tasted this, and the aroma is awful.
Thank you. Few have succeeded.
Yeah. Oh, this is awful.
Moroccan spiced chicken and lemon.
Who's naming these things?
No other show would do this. Without. No other show has the guts.
No one else has the right
to eat goddamn chips on air.
It's Ando's Chip Challenge.
Anna Louie. Yes. Do you know how this works?
Oh, yeah.
You've been a big fan of it.
Listener of the chip challenge.
Even when we had our anniversary show, I got those chips and took them around different places and people tested them. Anna was one of those people. That's she was right. very, very close
you
to the right answer.
Vox pop in the chip
I did,
challenge.
That's right.
Okay, so here's the deal. Today, 4 bags of chips. You need to share, Anya.
No.
Annie. I didn't do 8 bags because it's all plastic.
Yep.
They're unmarked. You need to tell me the correct name of the flavour, and I have the actual real bags behind the desk.
Okay, so I'll go for a description. So bag one is a yellow chip, and it's a corn chip of sorts that's round. So how are we going to do this? Because when you say rapid, do we need to try all of them and lock in an answer one by one?
Yes.
Or do we get work? Yeah.
How would you like to do it, Annie?
I'm not sure. We should have thought about this in pre-production.
I think the rapid just means we got to do it quick.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Yes, because I don't want it taking 27 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
That is the definition.
All right. So,
or do we both taste it at the same time?
Yes.
Okay.
And then
it.
I get you to lock in your answers. Okay. And I've got 2 columns over
who's
here.
Who's counting the time?
There's no time. I am. There is no time. I am. All right. Bite into it. Off you go. Bag number one. Thanks to the Wholesome Food Company. Ooh. What do you taste?
Cheddar cheese.
I'm going to say
cheese
as well, but it's not cheddar. I think it's bitier. I'm going to go vintage.
Vintage cheddar or vintage?
Vintage
That's
cheddar.
That's just a descriptor word when it's still...
Are you thinking about how these chip companies think?
Take your fights home to mum. So, Anna, I've got you locked in for cheddar cheese, and Annie, I've got you locked in for vintage cheddar.
Yep.
Oh,
or is it parmesan? I'm going to say parmesan. Parmesan, please.
Anna, do you see what I deal with?
And parmesan. Then
you've got to lock it in.
Parmesan.
All right, parmesan.
Yeah, as soon as you said that, I was like,
It's all right.
Hints of foot.
Into bag number 2. This is rapid, remember? Bag number 2. Oh, hints of foot. Bag number 2. What does it look like, Anna?
It's like a little bowl-shaped... Oh, I've seen these at the shops, I think.
Cheating.
I think I know what it is. Umpire.
These would be in your kind of aisle, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink. They're Vegetopia. I think they're trying to do Utopia with the word veg in the front and failed. Vegetopia.
These are gross.
They might be out of date. Let me check.
I thought they looked like something I had seen that was advertised as hummus chips.
Whoa.
But I don't know if I should, go in with my preconceived idea of what I thought they were.
They look horrific. All right.
Because they really just taste like vegetable.
No, they taste like cheese to me as well.
Cheese, please.
What's what? Just cheese?
That's just the aftertaste from the last
Maybe,
one.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm going to go cheese.
Cheese?
Yeah. I'm going to go for the hummus.
Hummus and just hummus.
Why does everything hummus taste like cheese to me?
I don't know. Hummus flavoured vegetable.
I'm having a stroke.
All right. Bag number 3. Jump into bag number 3. Please explain what it looks like.
It looks like a orange crinkle cut chip.
It looks like basic barbecue.
This is a Smith's.
I'm sure it's not.
This is a Smith's chip,
yeah,
ladies.
It looks exactly like a Smith's chip.
Are these all stale?
I did buy them. Because it's the last Ando's chip challenge, that's why we're doing rapid. I'm getting rid of 4 bags at once, Annie. I had a chip room. Now I
is
can
that
get
Is that like American barbecue or something?
Oh, that's just a descriptor.
Yeah.
American barbecue, is that what we're locking in for you, Anna?
Or I wonder if it's like something with the ribs.
I was going to say smoked ribs.
Yeah, but like American barbecue is ribs.
Yeah, but it's about the word. It doesn't matter if you like Annie gets it wrong sometimes if she fails to put C in front of the word salt. Sea salt and vinegar. I won't take a salt and vinegar. That's a fail.
I reckon it's... I think it's ribs too.
Ribs.
I don't think it's ribs now.
Wow.
So what?
Oh, it's all just right. Smoked ribs. Smoked American barbecue smoked ribs.
Is that what I'm locking in? This is rapid. American.
You're hitting as many buzzwords, so when it comes out, at least
no, that's
one
not
of
how
them.
It works. Oh. There's no points for that. It must be exact.
Really?
Yep. Absolutely.
That's why it sucks. This game sucks.
Okay. Annie, what are you locking in?
I had that.
You had smoked ribs, and you said you didn't want that anymore.
No, I said I was trying to sway her. So that...
Oh, was that? It's your own I reckon flesh you and blood.
Yeah.
Wow, she doesn't take any. There's no one saved with you.
Ooh, the next one looks like cheese and bacon balls.
Funky. They look like cheese and bacon balls.
These are from our friends at Kelby.
Oh no!
Oh, what? That's a no from me.
These are chickpea baked crisps. Less than 85 calories per serve. Wonder what a serve
they're
is. One of those little
sweet.
Balls.
Why is it sour?
No, they're like...
they're like Fruit Loops.
Too. They're like Fruit Loops.
It's got a hint of lime.
All right.
Like black... Oh, lime and cracked black
pepper. You can't copy me.
I didn't.
All right. Look,
it's a bit spicy as well.
That's spicy.
Why I said the pepper.
I'm going to say lime and jalapeno.
Lime.
Oh, that's a good guess, actually.
And thanks for your feedback. Jalapenos. And
I think it's lime and black pepper.
Lime.
Oh, it's
or is it cracked pepper?
Yeah.
Black or cracked, you can't get both.
But it is cracked. That's the dumb thing.
No, that's the rules.
But you can get green pepper. You could get Murray River pepper. You know,
all right.
You get a bell pepper.
I think pepper got upset. You know how there's a Himalayan sea salt? I'm sure I've seen a Himalayan pepper.
Really?
What about me? I want to go to Himalaya too.
Oh, poor pepper.
Poor pepper. Hey, you're going to have to stick around to find out the answers
to
this.
You got it.
I'm going to make you sit on it. Yeah, absolutely. Sorry.
Be naughty. Slide into our DMs on Instagram at Annie and Ando.
Oh, we just had the first half of Ando's Chip Challenge. Both Louie ladies, Anna and Annie, have four different flavours that they've tried.
Yep.
Bag one.
There's a lot of rustling in your big bag.
I've got a big sack on my lap of chips. Bag one. Anna, you locked in cheddar cheese. Annie, you locked in Parmesan.
Yes.
There was a bit of switching around there. There was an absolute... Now, let me find the actual real bag.
You know people hate the rustling sound, right? You got to be a bit...
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's another thing. I try to minimise the rustling and the crunching.
I thought they liked the crunching. It was that ASFMR. You were onto something, Louie.
It was
Annie.
Better.
Me?
You
said, which one? Annie?
And, yeah, I just say Louie and then it captures you both. One of you said, oh, no, it's a special cheese. It's something, it's not just cheddar. It's,
yeah.
And you landed on Parmesan. Parmesan,
but it's
the feta.
Feta and garlic.
I didn't taste the garlic.
No. Oh, no.
I can smell it.
You can taste that aftertaste in the back of your throat. Yeah, it's...
But hemp. Hemp corn chips.
Sorry if you're feeling a bit foggy, but they're hemp corn chips.
But I need to know if these are stale or not, because if that's the way they're meant to go, I would be complaining.
Oh, really?
Yeah, don't know. Can't see.
All right, so that would be both of you incorrect.
You're really upset about that. You sound really sad.
Competitive.
It's weird having sincerity in here.
I've been trying to scrub Anna of all his emotions.
Anna, you locked in hummus. And Annie, you just said cheese.
Again.
This was the unusual Vegetopia.
Oh, creamy brie flavoured corn and pea chips. It is a cheese.
No.
Creamy brie.
Yeah, but it's got corn and it's got peas.
Corn and peas. But the flavouring is the creamy brie and the base is the corn and peas.
Yeah, so it just tastes like generic vegetable.
That's what you said as well. But the word cheese is too much of a catch-all. That would mean you'd get it right if it was any time
cheese
product. So I can't give it to you.
But there are a lot of adjectives that describe vegetables there. So it's kind of the same. Your Vegetopia branded.
It would have been so hard to get the whole thing.
Corn and pea chips.
Yeah, it would have.
Really? That creamy brie flavoured corn and pea chips would have come easy to someone, would it?
Point taken. Bag three. You locked in, Anna, American barbecue smoked ribs. And Annie, you said smoked ribs. There we go.
No way, crispy bacon.
I haven't tried them, so there's clearly not just a bacon flavour going on there.
No, well, there's pictures
there's
of barbecues on there.
There's definitely a crispy flavour going on.
There's a kangaroo, a koala, limited edition. I wonder what this is for.
What do you mean?
Was it Australia Day or like...
Is that when they went off?
Probably.
Used by Australia Day. No, they were. I often pick up the limited editions and then put them in the
bin.
Put them in the chip room.
Where they belong.
There was a stage where you, Annie, were going constantly through the aisles to do research for the chip challenge. And so I thought, I'll wait till they're no longer limited edition and they've dropped off
the
market.
Really smart.
And then bring them back.
There's a huge strategy around this. Well, I'm so sad now. This is the last bag of the final Ando's Chip Challenge.
Bag four. You locked in, Anna, lime and black pepper. And Annie, you locked in lime and jalapenos.
Yes.
There we go.
Sriracha and yuzu flavour. That's what I meant.
Who's going to get
what's sriracha?
Sriracha is spicy. So we got the spice and there was a sourness to it. So see, there's a lemon on there, but yuzu is it's a type of citrus. It looks like a lemon, but it's a Japanese one. Yeah.
That mayonnaise, that Cupid old mayonnaise
that you
gave
me,
they did a yuzu flavour.
Oh.
They did a yuzu flavour one. It was like fluorescing, like it had been left under a 4G tower for too long.
Because we said we both went sour and spicy. So the elements are there. I'd give myself a point for that. Joining us in the studio this morning is my sister, Anna. Mm. Yep.
Yay.
And we want to talk to you about your play because you've been very busy the last few weeks. Almost couldn't make it here because you had a show last night. Yes. What's that all about?
Yeah, the show's called Everyone is Famous and it's on at the Northcote Town Hall and it has been for the past week and we've got one more week to go.
Everyone is Famous.
Yeah.
It's what's it about?
Basically, it's about a group of nine young people and how we discover our sense of self and identity through an era where we're all living with social media present. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the first act kind of looks at who we are and who we are not and who we want to be. And throughout the course of the play, we transform into the people that we envision ourselves to be like or want to be. Mm.
And it's been in the making for 2 years.
Yeah, it's been I think it's been three, actually. We were meant to perform it last year, but we couldn't because of COVID.
COVID lockdown, yeah.
So, yeah, we've all, like, grown up while doing this play. And, yeah, we're really, really grateful that's finally out in the world.
Because it's a youth theatre, stage. And some people who started it must have been 13.
Literally, like, 13 or 16 now. I was still a teen when I started making this and I'm no longer.
Yeah, like, you're not young anymore. What's this youth theatre all about?
Wow. So has that changed your perspective on the characters that you play?
Yeah, I think it's just, like, developed them even further because when we were making these characters, they're all kind of, like, a small aspect of ourselves but amplified.
Yep.
And we've been able to just, yeah, lock down these ideas a lot more and discover these characters more and explore. And also, I guess, like, social media's changed heaps in the last few years too with, like, TikTok and everything. So we've been able to put all of those ideas into the show.
I've seen the show and there's projections in it and I still can't really work out how they do it. You know, there's a bit of magic to it.
Yeah, there's really cool tech and AV, live feed. Mm.
And, yeah, not only that, but I couldn't tell which parts of you were in the character. And
which were made up, which is kind of exactly what it's like when we use social media, too. It's all about constructing a persona and it's like, what can you believe is real and what's just storytelling or what's fake?
Because I got surprised when I thought one of the actors did a spectacular job and you gave that feedback back to the actor and they said, what? But I hate my character. I'm like, I believed it was her. I'm like, but are you hating yourself?
People do that. It's a bit like, you know, the Harold on Home and Away or Neighbours or whatever show he's on. People think, you know, whoever the actor is like he's got a cafe in real life, but he doesn't.
How's your cafe, Harold?
Yeah. Yes.
I guess we're just really good actors, if you didn't believe it. Well, come see the show.
So this acting thing, and then, you know, your sister's on stage multiple times a week, and actually this Thursday night with yours truly, thanks to Lemon
Comedy.
Lemon
Pride
Comedy
Edition.
Is this a thing that you want to pursue more of? Do you, like, is it fueling a desire inside?
Yeah, well, I've been doing acting for, like a really long time now, all through school, and I really do love it, but I never thought to, like, pursue it fully, I guess because, like, I have so many other passions and interests, and that's just, like, one component of things that I enjoy.
Who's your favourite actor?
Oh, that's really
Australian
hard.
Actor. And Margot Robbie's Australian, I'm
giving it to. Yeah, true. Margot Robbie is good. I don't know. Who else do we have? The Hemsworth brothers.
Russell Crowe.
He's New Zealand.
Is he? Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman.
Yep, Hugh Jackman.
I'll go with that.
And I love Hugh.
I love Hugh Jackman because... No, what I love about him, I grew up with him when, as a family, we'd go to live shows and he had, before he's, you know, he's been an actor his whole life or most of his life, but he also he's a very good singer and performer and entertainer.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden he's Wolverine. Like he's got diversity.
Diverse.
Ah, there it is.
He's got range.
So if people want more information or to buy tickets, head to darabinarts.com.au. What it's called again? Everyone is Famous.
Yeah, that's right. Everyone is Famous.
And this show runs all the way through till the 1st of May.
Yes, wow. So they have one week to see it.
1 week left. Jump to darabinarts.com.au.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Are you happy with your studio tour?
Yeah, it's been incredible. I'm so impressed to see how radio works behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And it's really nice being in here with my two favourite people.
did you get to see the gender-neutral toilets?
No, I should go there now.
And do a full tour.
This place is getting torn down in 5 days. Take what you want.
Yeah, good point. And we're refusing to move with it.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming on the show, and we'll see you soon.
See you later.
Stevie Wonder, part-time lover, Annie Louie. Oh. That was a throwback and a half.
Oh, yes.
What does he mean by part-time lover?
I think that's a fling or a...
bit of fluff on the side.
Yes. Yeah.
Part-time lover.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Cool. Thanks for that. Hey, we're talking food today. It is Tuesday. We've done a lot of Tuesdays. We've done over 100. We've done over 200. No, not 200 Tuesdays. We've done, I don't know, 50, 60 Tuesdays.
Yeah, but close to 200 chips getting there.
Hoofty doofty.
And just looking back, I know I say this every time, but we did not think that segment would last. That we'd be like, yeah, we'll do the Lamington chip.
It was
when
the Lamington one, yeah.
And then there'll be some meat pie incarnation. Ha ha. Done.
We've uncovered or exposed the strategy of chip manufacturers that every time they're bringing out new ones, like, it must increase sales. But surely something suffers. It's not like if you're a salt and vinegar chip eater and you normally, when you do your groceries every week, you buy, grab yourself one of them for Thursday nights in front of the telly. You'd sub them out with this new limited edition flavour. Well, you wouldn't go on top of, would you?
It's their way of testing on us. Because surely if something's good, they're going to keep it as not limited edition. It'll become the permanent range.
Yeah.
And so it's their excuse for if something's bad, they'd just be like, oh, it was limited edition anyway. You know, we're pulling it from the shelves.
Yes. So they then don't have to pull the sticker off that says limited edition. So across the couple of hundred shows that we've done, is there any food segment in particular or food topic that has kind of stuck in your head, Annie Louie?
Oh, there have been plenty. I think we even did a show where, remember when Annie's Kitchen was a thing?
Oh, Annie's Kitchen.
Yeah, Annie's Kitchen.
Oh, when you're hot. I'm trying to find the button, but it's been deleted already.
Yeah, well, I would bring a weird food from around the world and we'd discuss it, and then it kind of faded out because the whole show
became food.
Anyway, so yeah, I remember just doing soft drinks as a topic. I love that it can be so mundane.
Lolly water. Auntie Claire called them lolly water.
That it can be so boring, but we can spin something interesting out of it. That's probably all of my favourite ones for any of the shows have been the seriously boring topics that we've injected a bit of Annie and Ando love to.
Love to.
Do you have any in mind?
The humour that is missed for a lot of people is the irony in the segment of Annie's Kitchen, because you're not really a queen in the kitchen.
But it's changing. It's changing.
It is. And you
know, people are still taking photos of the tomato and egg dish that my mum and I cooked on ABC and sending them to me, like, on a weekly basis.
That your mum cooked.
Excuse me.
That your mum cooked.
Excuse me.
Anyway.
Without the brains behind it of turning it into a concept. You know, it's like art. People
or commercialising your mother.
Exactly. People go, I can do that, but did you have the idea to put your mother on TV? I don't think so.
Oh, looking for something to do on Thursday night, Annie Louie?
Yes.
No, you're not. You're busy.
Is my acting? Oh, sorry. It was a trick question.
You're busy because you and I are hosting the Pride edition of Lemon Comedy at Trades Hall, part of Midsummer and Melbourne Fringe Festival. If people want to find out more info about the massive lineup
we've got somebody coming in tomorrow to chat more about it, because there's a lot of newer names that people aren't familiar with. So I thought, why not bring Grace Jarvis in to chat? Because and this was me. When I was starting out, people would go, the descriptor is fast rising star of stand up.
Does that offend you now? Like, I've risen, all right, back up.
No, but that's because, you know, the accolades that you get aren't recognisable to the wider community yet. Yep. So it's like, I've seen Grace on some fantastic podcasts and she's from Brisbane, but I don't know how to summarise that in a way that makes people
want to come and see.
Because they're like, oh, what's the fucking hilarious ActionAid gala, you know? So we're going to get Grace in.
Fantastic.
And chat.
That's really good. So if you want to buy tickets, they are available. Just type in Annie Ando Midsummer.
Yep.
That'll come. That'll, or Lemon Pride Edition Annie.
You've got
like
too
that.
Many search terms, but
really?
Look, it's also on my website, annielouie.com. There's a calendar there. I put all my gigs, which sometimes I worry about in case there's anyone who wants to stalk me, but.
Yes.
I'm in a public space, usually surrounded by other people, so what's there to lose? You'll be there. You'll be my bodyguard for the night.
Is that what I am?
Yes.
Is that what I am? It'll be an amazing, it'll be a real fun evening. So we've got a great lineup of talent. We also will have some fun games, activities.
Yeah, well, we're going to make sure you collect those music tracks, like Chip Challenge, because we're going to be playing it live on stage.
Oh. since the dawn of time. Wow, I'm glad you reminded me. I'm going to have to go into the IT room at Joy here and try and find, the floppy disk that has Ando's We're back with you tomorrow. Yes. Make sure you stick around for the Murphys.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.